Okay, I got something to help you out. Let's see.
Well, I walked away from my darn.
How's that?
Perfect.
There you go.
All right.
You don't need one for the end. You do pretty good with the one on the end.
Well, yeah, I was kind of thinking I needed one for the beginning. No. Okay. All right. Well, let me go find my recorder.
Okay. Well, I can put the one for the end of the show. You do that one really well.
All right. Well, let's skip that one then. Doing that. That's good. Perfect. Wow. Make this so easy, Mary.
We have the technology.
It's awesome.
Let me move this over here. It's awesome.
It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. Every weekday at noon Eastern Time, join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a prize every week.
Warning! Side effects of this show may include jocularity, increased knowledge, and a great way to spend 15 minutes. You have been warned. If I didn't have notes, I'd be as clueless as you are.
Well, I really appreciate it, your help with all that, because it's going to get better.
Oh, I know.
I have this vision of this like portable, completely operable office, if you will, in my, I think this is going to happen. And it's happening so fast.
Stop thinking it's going to happen and know that it is already happening. It's on its way. It is.
Well, that's true.
That's how you manifest. You stop thinking and praying and wishing and hoping. And well, I guess
what I'm trying to think about though is how to make it happen for my best comfort.
Did I not tell you not to think about that? That's not your job.
Okay.
No, seriously, you don't. And that's something that we can add. Let me grab my.
Well, I did. I did ask Gus to make my transition seamless, but you know how that goes. I asked for abundance, and I ended up owning 3 hats in a 2-week period. And I don't own hats. I haven't worn hats ever. You know. And I just all of a sudden, after I asked for abundance, I got 3 hats. It was pretty funny.
That's wild. All right. Here's...
It reminds me of somebody mentioned in some of my earliest studies in this whole thing about the goddess Kali, you know, that you really have. She's just delighted to help with love and kindness in her heart. But boy, you better be specific, because if you ask her to clear stuff out of your way, it goes, woo. You got to be specific. And I just had this vision of her just flying in with a big grin with love in her heart. This is what you want.
If you think about it, my self-love really and truly started the day I left my ex-husband. And it was devastating to him. He could not understand why, after 25 years, I would walk out on him when the last 3 years he'd been preaching to me about divorce. Mm-hmm. His was never, he basically manifested our separation. He never said, I want a divorce. His was always, you're not thinking of divorce, are you? You're not going to let your family cause us to get a divorce. You're not going to ever leave me, will you? Always opposite of manifesting. He manifested it by not wanting it. If that makes you get that, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I know someone, I've spent a lot of time with someone who literally has been manifesting the opposite of mm-hmm. what I've been manifesting, you know, and it's been
like
such a value. Yeah. And it's been a valuable knowledge in understanding how energy works, you know, and it's just, it's mind boggling actually. And that's kind of why I've been sort of checked out for about the last week or two, is just really the whole thing has come down on me. Like I said, things are happening fast and so many realizations, and they, you know, it's happening. It's a lot to sort out, but it's happening. And what I've learned from you especially with my manifest skills, is just to let it go. And I'm so much better at it. And I'm where I am now because I'm getting better at it.
Well, one of the things that I talk about on Manifest Monday is when you're trying to manifest anything, you have to be mindful that almost everything you're manifesting involves someone else.
Right. Yes.
And you know, you can't have what you want if your mother is on the other end manifesting what she wants completely opposite without, what is the expression? You can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs.
Right. Yeah. You're basically, has to give.
Yeah. You're basically creating the gene omelet right now, the gene unique omelet. And the only way to do that is to break a few eggs. And unfortunately, those eggs are connected to your mother. And it hurts. I know it hurts.
Well, but a lot of them. It's amazing, this the whole universal journey, the way the cosmic energies are going and the way that the Earth's vibration is raising. And you know, just I'm watching and witnessing and experiencing this divergence of vibration and how it's all working and it's going to work. And I think probably more than anything else, to me, I think that it's been such a valuable lesson because I feel completely more prepared to help other people go through it because I'm understanding it as I'm doing it. So
here's what I wrote in my book. Tell me if this resonates with you. And if it doesn't, we'll tweak it.
Okay.
Jean's transition to the Be Unique Mobile adventure is seamless and comfortable.
Poor Jean and everyone else.
I love it. Everyone else in his circle.
We don't want Callie to get a hold of it without the full instructions.
Gosh, yeah. We don't want Callie freaking out over here. Jean's transition to the Be Unique Mobile adventure is seamless and comfortable for Jean and everyone else in his circle.
So you know what I'm thinking, Mary? I'm feeling this. I keep thinking in terms of creating this event, this family, this like almost like what you would say is calling in the tribe.
Yeah.
To help me accomplish this. I'm imagining. I was a little bit surprised, I should say. I'm noting my thoughts when I saw the what was it, the horror, spooky horror night show, Foggy Bluff show at Green Gables. And okay, we're going to do this. Okay, we're going to have a meeting next week. And then I'm sitting there and I see this invitation to join a group. And it's like the planning committee for this thing.
Right.
And I thought, well, let's, why not do that? You know, we can make a planning committee that I can put together and I can just be the, and we can do it in such a way. I think it's important. I mean, I don't know why. This is where once we all get to sit down together and talk about these specific things.
But that's then what
we'll know better. But what I'm thinking is maybe it's a completely separate entity or is
well, it is because we have the podcast. We have the radio show. We have the documentaries. Mm-hmm. We have the magazine. This is going to be another tool.
Okay. Another tool like an event. And
I think... Okay, Jennifer is completely in charge of the documentaries.
Right.
I am half and half in charge of the magazine. I am totally completely in charge of the content of the magazine.
Right, okay.
So if you don't like something tough, I'm dealing with it.
Okay.
The podcast, the radio show, that's my baby. Lynn kind of dabbles in everything. Very good at what she does.
Sure. She's got stuff going on.
Yeah.
Right now. Yeah. Wow.
I can't tell you how grateful we are at Be Unique for sponsors like Moxie Box Art, The Little Green Oasis, Brevard Cultural Alliance, Bronner House Museum, Green Gables, Amazon Smile, Your Bridge to Wellness, Busy Kid, Handshake, Play, Pop Sockets. But really and truly, the one that does me the most good is Daniel Chiaro. From Edward Jones. He's a financial advisor and he supports us in so many ways. Of course, we have other sponsors like Jillian Harris, Best Lifing. All of our writers help support us in ways, and our other volunteers, just like you and just like me, Jean. Thanks, everybody.
I love it. We're happy. happy you chose to take a break with us today. We look forward to hearing from you online. Visit beunique.org for details about all our shows.
That's beunique.org.